From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. North Korea's two biggest political allies, China and Russia, say calls to further tighten sanctions against Pyongyang in the wake of its latest nuclear test would do little to ease tensions on the peninsula. Speaking Tuesday at the sidelines of the BRICS Summit of Emerging National Economies in the Chinese city of Xiamen, Russian President Vladimir Putin condemned North Korea over its latest missile test, but warned that ramping up military hysteria will only lead to a global catastrophe. He also criticized the U.S. call for more sanctions against Pyongyang as useless and ineffective, and added that it was ridiculous for Washington to impose sanctions on Moscow for trading with North Korea, then turn around and ask for help imposing sanctions on the isolated regime. U.S. Envoy Nikki Haley called on U.N. Security Council members to support new, robust sanctions against North Korea. From the UN, VOA's Margaret Bashir has more.
North Korea conducted its sixth and largest nuclear test to date on Sunday, quickly drawing international condemnation. At the UN, Nikki Haley had a stern warning for dictator Kim Jong-un.
His abusive use of missiles and his nuclear threats show that he is begging for war. War is never something the United States wants. We don't want it now. But our country's patience is not unlimited. We will defend our allies and our territory.
Haley said the U.S. would circulate a new sanctions resolution to council members and expected to quickly bring it to a vote next Monday. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Please look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. China has attacked U.S. President Donald Trump's threat to halt trade with any country doing business with North Korea after its latest nuclear test, saying it endangered vast trade relations between Washington and Beijing. It's unclear if Trump plans to carry out his economic threat that might impact the $650 billion in annual trade with China, as the United States and its allies press the U.N. Security Council to take new action against Pyongyang. A China spokesman declined to say what measures Beijing might support against Pyongyang, saying it would depend on discussions among council members. Cambodian opposition leader Khem Sokha has been formally charged with treason and is facing a sentence between 15 to 30 years in jail if convicted. A court in the capital, Phnom Penh, announced Tuesday that the leader of the Cambodian National Rescue Party is accused of secretly colluding with a foreign entity to undermine the government. Sokha was arrested Sunday during a raid on his home, along with his bodyguards, according to a tweet by his daughter, Khem Monavija. The government said it arrested Sokha based on his comments in a video broadcast by the private Cambodian broadcasting network based in Melbourne, Australia. In the video, which dates back to 2013, Sokha claims he's received help from the United States to build a pro-democracy movement in Cambodia. The White House is expected to announce a decision about deferred action for childhood arrivals on Tuesday, with early media reports indicating the president will end the program that has shielded hundreds of thousands of young undocumented immigrants from deportation for the last 5 years. Officials who described the move to journalists said it would come with a 6-month delay meant to give Congress time to address the issue. Lawmakers were not involved in instituting the program, which was created through an executive order by former President Barack Obama. Attorney General Jeff Sessions is scheduled to give a briefing addressing DACA, but the Justice Department says he will not be answering reporters' questions. Amnesty International says nearly 400 civilians in Cameroon and Nigeria have been killed in suicide attacks carried out by the Islamic militant group Boko Haram since April of this year, more than double that of the previous 5 months. A report issued Tuesday by the human rights advocacy group says at least 223 civilians have been killed at the hands of Boko Haram since April, including 100 civilians killed in August alone. The deadliest attack occurred on July 25th when 40 people were gunned down in an ambush on an oil exploration team in Borno State. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.